Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
We spoke, it was Jer Smith last week who started this conversation, that incredible young man whose mother unfortunately had to go to a residential unit when himself and his two brothers were 13, 14, the three of them were on the house, in the house, on their own, in the apartment, a flat in Ballymun. And he talked about being reared and being assisted by people like Sister Anne Thomas, who died in the last 5 weeks, unfortunately. But he talked about random acts of kindness. And one of them we've come across is through the good offices of Laura Mahon. Laura, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Great. You're on WhatsApp. Great. Laura, it's your seven-year-old daughter, Grace. What's she doing?
So Grace came up with the idea of making logs and pots. And basically, behind it, she wanted to make money to donate to a homeless charity.
Okay.
Now, Grace has always been driven to help the homeless from a very young age. And this year, she came up with the idea of making logs for her granddad and her dad. And it's taken off, Joe, and we're doing really, really well. I'm super proud of her.
So Grace and her granddad are, where are they, out the back, so to speak?
They're out the back.
What are they making?
Making Christmas logs. So Grace and her daddy went out and picked holly fresh from the forest to put on the logs, little robins then with a candle. They have like Christmas trees, snowman. Grace has a great time with them spraying it, so nevertheless. Pots as well with fake snow in them, candles, and Christmas trees. Again, they have little animals. Figurines. So she's doing really, really well. And we've had now up to, I think, 60-70 orders. So
brilliant. And what inspired Grace to concentrate and her special devotion to people who were homeless, Laura?
Well, Joe, going back to nearly 5 years now, myself and Grace had to go into a homeless accommodation. We were homeless for 7 months. We were dragged from pillar to post, but we were very lucky to have a roof over our head. We were going from hotels to hostels.
I'll take a break and we'll try and improve that line. Stay with us. This is Laura talking about her daughter, Grace, 7 years of age, who with her granddad has decided to make little Christmas gifts using logs and holly and ivy and various other things to sell. And so far she sold €600 worth for homeless charities. Stay with us. Laura's back on the line. And how do you mentioned that you were unfortunately homeless yourselves. Did I'm conscious of the Roddy Doyle movie. Did Grace know she was homeless, Laura?
No, Joe, she didn't. I put it to Grace that we were on holidays. Naturally enough, to protect her because she was only four. So I think now kind of Grace is getting the... I had to explain to Grace, Joe, that the difference between us and somebody that was on the street homeless, I'm explaining to her now that we were very, very, very lucky. There was a guy who was in the doorway from where we were living, and Grace used to get such a thrill and enjoyment of going down, having a cup of tea with him, or being able to give him money or to go in and buy a sandwich for him. And since, a very early age of Grace understanding, she was always driven to help the homeless, or that was most vulnerable. And I do believe, Joe, that she's going to grow up and that's going to be her career. Yeah. Because most kids at Christmas is looking forward to, Santa coming and
of course,
all their, their presents, what they're going to get. Whereas Grace is just so driven to make the money to go and feed the homeless.
Okay, is she there? Is she in from school? Is she there beside you?
Yeah, she's here just with me now.
Okay. Would you say hello, Grace? The gorgeous name, Grace. Are you there, Grace?
Yeah.
Grace, hiya. Joe's my name. You've a gorgeous name for a start. You're amazing, Grace. You really are. When did you come up with the idea of trying to help the homeless with your granddad?
I say probably coming up a month now.
Great. And how do you, what do you make?
Like, my dad to be getting different stuff, like, in his work. So we would be, like, just designing stuff and logs and pots and all.
And who does the designing? Do you do that, Grace?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done. And do you draw stuff in your copybook? You say to your granda, this is what we'd like to do, or I'd like to do. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what does your granda do?
Like, he would be putting holes in the log, like, drilling it so we can put the candles in it.
Oh, very good. And is he good at that, Grace?
Yeah.
You don't have to correct him or tell him he's after getting that hole crooked or...
No.
Okay. And does he do? Does your granddad? What's his first name, Grace? What do you call him?
Willie.
Granddad Willie. Do you? Is he a good worker? Have you got him working hard for you, Grace?
Yeah.
He's a good worker, and he doesn't slack or skip off to the to the pub or to the cafe.
No, he
he's there. Okay. Well done. Well done. And how much have you raised so far, Grace?
About 600.
Well done. And who will you give that to, Grace?
The homeless charity.
Okay. And you understand about being homeless now?
Yeah.
Because you went through it with your mum.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing a Christmas market in Hungry Monkey.
Oh, Brian, where's that now? Where's that? Tell me.
In Mulhuddard.
Oh, in Dublin. Dublin 15.
With Siobhan.
Okay. You'll be in the Christmas market in Mulhuddard. And
yeah.
We'll know Grace because she'd be the youngest person behind the stall. And you'd be maybe in your Christmas clothes. You look absolutely fantastic. You'll have your Christmas scarf on, won't you? And your Christmas hat. Have you written your letter to Santa?
Yeah, I have.
Well done. Well done. And you posted it off.
Yeah.
And he's coming, you know what he always does. He's coming to every single boy and girl this year. Every single boy and girl. But anyway, Grace, you know what's happened in the last few minutes? Somebody has just dropped a note into me. I don't know who posted it. Did Santa post this? I wonder. Or I'd say he's very busy. And he says, Grace, one of those naughty elves. We got a naughty elf in your house?
No.
Yeah. Grace, because you've been so thoughtful and kind, putting all the time and effort into raising money for others, we've got a little Christmas treat for you and your mom. And your mom, you're going to a magnificent hotel estate, and it's all the trimmings. It's the 5-star Powers Court Hotel in Wicklow, just outside Dublin here. It's beautiful. They want to invite you and your mom down to the hotel as their guest. You'll be pampered. You'll have a fantastic time. You'll have incredible views, magnificent gardens, great food, Grace. Gorgeous breakfast. You can have anything you want for breakfast. You can have curly whirlies. You can have chocolate for breakfast if you want, Grace. You can have chocolate with cream on top with hundreds and thousands if you want. And then for dinner on one of the evening, you'll be in this incredible Sika restaurant. And again, you can order whatever. What's your favourite food, Grace?
Probably like chocolate.
Yeah, great. Well, that's where everything though in those few days in Paris will be made of chocolate. Do you hear me? Everything will be, even your green veg will be made of chocolate. Plus, have you ever heard about Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the live show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see that as well in the Borgosh Energy Theatre. And that'll be next July when we all get back to normal. And there's 4 tickets for you and your pals or your granda. Grace, our Willie, Grandad Willie, to the Borgos NG Theatre to see Beauty and the Beast live in front of you. Okay, well done. Grace, well done. You're a brilliant, brilliant young girl. And you have a great mammy as well. You know that. And a daddy, great daddy, Paul. And you have a great granda.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay? What class are you in? What class are you in, Grace?
Second class.
Second. And what's your teacher's name?
Miss O'Connor.
Well, Miss O'Connor.
My real name is actually Grace.
Okay, Grace. Okay. And she'd be very proud of you, as indeed all your family are. Well done, Grace. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know that. You know that. You know that.